Now I am joined in the telephone by Dipali Moda, who is an optometrist with Vision Express, and who will be telling us all about World Glaucoma Day, World Glaucoma Week 2018, and advising on the early detection and prevention of glaucoma-related sight loss. Hello, Dipali, and thank you for joining us on Near 90.3 FM.
Hello, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, great. I'm glad we've got a good connection. Okay, Dipali, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Can you tell our listeners something about the work of an optometrist? What sort of work do you do?
So my day-to-day role involves, I'm the person who does your eye test when you come into a store. So I will check to see whether your eyes are nice and healthy. I will check to make sure your eyes are working as well as they should be, and then also checking how your eyesight is to make sure that your current glasses are okay or to make sure that you don't need any glasses.
Dipali, this week from March the 11th to the 18th, 2018, is World Glaucoma Week. Can you tell us something about this condition?
So glaucoma is a very common eye condition which generally affects people usually over the age of 60. It doesn't have any symptoms when it first comes about, so the only way of picking it up is by having an eye test. With glaucoma, it affects how sensitive you are to certain things. So unfortunately, if it's left untreated or undiagnosed, you can lose your eyesight from it. So it's really important to have an eye test done to make sure that your eyes are staying nice and healthy, but also to make sure you don't have glaucoma.
Okay, thank you, Dipali. And what special events are on during this week to raise awareness of this disease?
So for this week, we've got our vision bands, which Vision Express is doing. So we have a mobile eye testing unit which is currently touring around the UK. So it's going to Brighton today, and we offer free eye tests to everyone that comes on board, but we also offer free eye tests which can be, you can find the voucher by going on our Twitter page today and downloading the voucher, which is, I think you can download it from the 12th to the 25th of March, and it's valid till the end of April in all our stores across UK and Ireland.
Okay. And could you tell our listeners, what are the early warning symptoms of glaucoma? So what sort of things would one look out for in a friend or even in oneself?
So unfortunately, with glaucoma, the early signs, in the early stages, you wouldn't really know anything different yourself. So it takes about 40% of damage to happen before you would notice any problems yourself. But there are risk factors which obviously we look out for. So like I said earlier, if you're over the age of 60, that's a risk factor. But also if you've got a direct family member who suffers with glaucoma, so mum, dad, brother or sister, that sort of puts you at a slightly higher risk. And it's important then you have an eye test once a year. But also other things like your ethnicity. So if you're from an African or a Hispanic background, or even if you're short-sighted, it increases your risk of developing glaucoma later on.
Okay, thank you. And what's the best way for the early detection of glaucoma?
The best way would be to have an eye test regularly. So we recommend that you have an eye test once every 2 years, or more often if your optometrist advises that you do so.
Okay, thank you. And so if one contracts glaucoma, what is the prognosis? Is it curable?
There's no cure for it, unfortunately, but if it's picked up in the very early stages, we can sort of manage it and prevent it from affecting your eyesight. The end stage would unfortunately be, if it's left undiagnosed, untreated, would be that you could lose the eyesight. But by picking it up early, there are a range of things we can do, such which would the eye specialist at the hospital would do, is by giving you eye drops, or there's some surgeries that they can do to try and slow down glaucoma itself, so that when you get older, you still have very useful eyesight and it doesn't affect your vision.
Okay. So what is the prevalence of the disease in the UK or indeed in Ireland? Is this a common condition?
It's a leading cause of sort of, you know, eyesight loss in as we get older. I mean, the number of cases in Ireland itself is expected to rise by 33% in the next 10 years, and worldwide it's expected to get to 76 million by the year 2020. So it is quite prevalent and it is quite common. But obviously it's something that people don't really have much awareness about, which is why we have post World Glaucoma Week.
Yes, okay. And who's most at risk of developing the condition? Like, is this something that's strictly age-related? Is it a disease of old age, basically?
It's more common in people over 60, but it doesn't limit it to the over 60. So unfortunately it can happen to people who are slightly younger as well.
Okay.
But like I said earlier, the main risk factors are family history and age, and also your ethnicity as well.
Okay. And what is there anything that people can do in their daily routines to help prevent the disease? You know, through diet or alcohol, or is there any routine maintenance they could do that would assist?
Unfortunately, with glaucoma, there isn't, but there are other eye conditions which you can do. So there are eye conditions which require, you know, which are worsened by not wearing sunglasses, for example. So, for example, it's really important that you wear full UV protection sunglasses. Your diet can help with general eye health, not just glaucoma, but, you know, if you eat green leafy vegetables like spinach and kale, those are quite beneficial for your eyes as well.
Okay. And are there different types of glaucoma, or is it just a single disease?
No, there are different types of glaucoma. So you can get chronic glaucoma, which unfortunately is a slow, it slowly comes about and can sort of over the years affect your eyesight. You can get glaucoma where the pressure in your eyes, so when you have your puff of air test at the optician, it measures the puff of air, and there are sudden onsets of glaucoma, which where the pressure in your eye shoots up. You can also get glaucoma, which is caused by trauma, lots of other things as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Becky. So now I believe that Vision Express are offering free eye tests for the month of March to help with the early detection of glaucoma. Can you tell us something about this?
Yes, so we're offering free eye tests to everyone across the UK and Ireland. You can download our voucher from our Vision Express Twitter page. The voucher will be free to download from the 12th to the 25th of March, and it's valid in stores until the 30th of April this year.
Yes, I was talking to Catherine, who actually arranged this interview, and we at Near FM will be adding the same voucher to our Twitter account, so it will also be available to be downloaded by our listeners there as well. So, Dipali, is there any other point in relation to this that you would particularly like to highlight yourself? You know, just a question that I may have missed.
I mean, I think we've covered most things, but I just want to say that it is really important to get your eyes tested, even if you feel that there's nothing wrong with your vision, because an eye test is more than just having your eyes tested and seeing if you need glasses. We also do a series of eye health checks to make sure your eyes are nice and healthy, and that they will be staying nice and healthy for the foreseeable future.
That's brilliant, Dipali. Listen, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Lovely.
So bye for
thank
now.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much,
Dipali.
Bye-bye.